My name is Oletta Patton, and I've been in bonding 25 years. It is the foundation. It's the first thing that's made before it has side ports or curbs or anything to it.
Oh, Lord, this makes me nervous. I don't know why. Okay, my name is Laura Patton, and I've been with Cook for about 15 years. I've done heat papering for the first couple of years, and I've done the catheter bonding, and now I do the RFEP bonding. I do enjoy it, and there's, you know, different steps to it, and you just have to make sure you're doing, you know, what you were trained to do, so you will come out with a good, you know, product.
Usually the first two we usually do after we bond them is we cut them open to make sure that it's melted good on the inside, there's no wires exposed, make sure it's not got any inside flaps or no outside wires protruding on it, also dents, pits, whatever.
I've been working on the machine M6 for about 13 years.
Every machine is different. Every setup is different on the machine. It's more mental than physical. You have to know the machine personally, it seems like.
You kind of got to learn it. Even though they all look alike on the outside, they do all run different. And each one of us has different little techniques that we do to kind of tweak it to get it to work.
It's kind of like baking. You have to have the right products to make your brownies. You have to have the right products to make your catheters.
To me, it would be a craft. It's working with your hands.
The validation work that we're doing now is going to affect our established bonder settings that we've had for years. In the long run, I think it's going to help out a lot of the machines, make it better.
Usually, you know, we do production. So since we had to stop and do the validation, it has stopped production, of course, but that's important to get that done and taken care of. We've all had to come together basically as a team for the same goal to get this taken care of.
But it's going to be worth it in the long run, and it's going to make the product a lot stronger, a lot better for the patient. So it is kind of stressful in a way because we're trying to get it done by the end of the year. So,
but you're going to make it happen.
Well, yeah.